The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Happy Halloween, everyone. I hope all of you in the East and Midwest parts of the country have had a nice evening with your kids and out and have safe neighborhoods to go out and have fun in. And if you're at Halloween parties, a lot of folks get together now at a single location and make sure the kids are safe and well protected and have a good time. Another unpleasant day today, another event in New York City. I don't want to spend much time on it. I do want to point out the obvious potential that something like this could be constructed to divert attention away from the biggest terrorist event since 9/11, and that happened in Las Vegas. That event is being buried in the media. The misdirection, disinformation pros and amateurs are out pushing very hard to make obscene claims about what allegedly didn't happen there. And we're going to stay on the story. Las Vegas, good luck to all of you there. I think there are some wonderful people in that town. I can guarantee you that there would never, ever, ever be a drill of any kind, FEMA or anyone else, that Las Vegas would allow to occur in its town. Ever. They've been in revolving bankruptcy, many of the major resort international and national corporations since 2009. They were in critical condition. Now they're on life support. So the very idea of a drill is beyond asinine. And I wonder if some of those same dirtbags are going to crawl out from under their rocks and say, yeah, the victims in New York City were mannequins and fake blood. Where are the bodies? Just like they said and that horrific truck mow down of people in France about a year ago or so. Nearly 100 people there slaughtered. Mannequins, they said. Mannequins. It's crazy. It's just gone crazy. And I just know all of you listening have at least a middle-of-the-road handle on all of this, if not a real honest grasp on it. And I hope as we celebrate the end of October, move into holiday season, that things do calm down, at least through the holiday season for all of us, and that your lives, and many of them are very difficult and very lonely. And I hope that you can join us here and we'll have some fun and do some things during the holidays that we always try to do to make your lives a little bit better. Okay, with that, let's welcome back to the program Mr. Frank Jacob, who is standing by, or sitting by, as it were, somewhere over in Europe. Are you there, Frank? Hello, hello. Is anyone there? No one is there. All right. Well, let's see what happens here. That beep beep means that we've lost contact. So let me double check something here and see what we can come up with. Frank Jacobs is supposedly standing by for the first 2 hours tonight. We're going to have, we'll do it anyway. We're going to have some interesting things to look at. Lots of bizarre things on Mars. I think most of you listening have looked. Don't look at the pictures ahead. Let's go through them. No cheating. Let's go through them one by one because there's much to look at. And this is by no means an assemblage of even one-tenth of the bizarre pictures, photographs that we have seen taken by the various rovers on Mars, including, of course, Curiosity. The first two, one of which is still working, and I think they were designed to last 90 days. I think it's been, 10 years? Something like that. Somebody keeps cleaning the solar panels. No, it's not wind. It's not dust devils. It isn't. Frank, are you there?
I am. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. I'm glad to have you. I thought you were there, then you were gone or something.
I was there, and, maybe it's just a Halloween thing, even though, I've surpassed the line. I'm back in the safe zone. You guys are still kind of in the Halloween energy over there on the West Coast.
What do they, I don't need to know what country you're in necessarily, but how do they celebrate Halloween if they do in the location you're in right now?
I think with this, the whole globalization thing also applies to the ceremonies that are celebrated in the United States. Mainly, I think the whole globalization thing refers to the United States importing its cultural products and ideology into the rest of the world. So Halloween used to be kind of a very quiet sort of, it's a holiday tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of like an All Saints Day holiday, but Halloween itself never really was celebrated, but now it has been in recent years, and here we are. It should work out.
Interesting. All right, what audio format are you on right now?
I am. Hello,
are you,
Jeff.
What audio format are you using? Are you using Skype, or are you on a telephone? What are we on?
I was there, and maybe it's just a Halloween thing, even though, I've surpassed the line. I'm back in the safe zone. You guys are still kind of in
got that.
Energy over there
on
the West Coast.
Yeah, you said that. But, seriously, you're breaking up, and it's really a crummy connection. I'm just trying to find out what are you on right now. Are you on Skype?
I think with this, the whole globalization thing also applies to the ceremonies that are celebrated.
Oh, how interesting.
Mainly, I think the whole
Frank is actually
refers to the United States
repeating himself.
Its cultural products and ideology into the West,
I thought he was.
World.
Well, let's
so
listen to this. This is interesting.
It used to be kind of a very quiet sort of, it's a holiday tomorrow.
This is quite a Hollywood
day holiday,
type of
Halloween itself never really was
sci-fi thing. Let's see what happens.
Here we are. Should work now.
Are you there, Frank? Oh, this is fun.
I am. Hello, Jeff.
Are you sure you're there? See? Frank.
I was there, and, maybe it's just a Halloween thing.
There, see, he said that again. Unless I'm hallucinating. Nah. He is absolute. Frank, if you can hear me, and we're live, you are absolutely repeating yourself over and over again as if someone is replaying a recording of what you have just spoken to me. See? He can't hear me. Todd, please email me and tell me what the heck is going on.
Really strange.
I got really strange. We have to come up. Frank, how have you been?
I've been good. This is the real Frank Jacob now on the telephone, not the repeated weird loop that seems to be going on in your show.
Did you hear that in your headphones?
Well, I just have it quietly in the background playing on the headphone speaker nearby. I hear my voice talking, but I'm actually sitting here without a connection. But now I've got a really great connection. I don't know why I'm losing you guys.
Well, it's not that good of a connection.
We
can at least hear you. Are you, forgive me, everyone out there, I have to ask these technical questions. Again, are you on Skype or are you on a phone?
No. I'm on a phone.
Okay. And is it a cell phone?
It is the, yeah, it is the only phone I have, which is a cell phone, which is a very perfect connection.
All right, well, it's not tonight. Frank.
That's
Frank,
really strange.
Okay. It sounds like you're being thrown to the floor and beaten up half the time.
I'm really sorry about that.
No, it's all right. It's not your fault. I'm going to ask you to hang up. I'm going to ask Todd to call you back again. Yeah. Go ahead. Hang up.
I've been good. This is the real Frank Jacob Malik.
See?
The repeated weird loop that seems to be going on.
No, it is a repeated loop. It is. This is a great Hollywood prank on me. I've never in my life heard anything like this. So he's on a cell phone and someone's recording this and playing it back over and over again. I don't think Todd would do that to me. So Todd, you got to email me and you got to hang up on him and call him back. So Frank, if you can hear me, please disconnect the call and stand by. As he can't hear me. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Jeff.
All right. Any idea what's going on?
I have no idea what's going on. It's the weirdest thing. It's just really weird.
It's weird.
Not like I just get cut off, but it's my voice keeps looping or something on your show.
No, it isn't.
After I've been disconnected.
No, it's a Luciferian satanic globalist trick.
I wonder.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of extraneous noise that's going on in addition to your voice. Little weird things. Todd, I want you to email me and tell me how many different times you've connected with Frank. Frank, what I'm going to do is first, Frank Jacob has been on the program several times, and we've always had superb audio. But this is clearly a Halloween prank. What we're going to do tonight is discuss and look at, and I hope all of you, again, please don't cheat. We're going to go through these pictures together. Frank's film, of course, is called Packing for Mars.
Hi, Jeff.
And it's Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
It's the weird... I have no idea what's going on. It's the weirdest thing. It's just really weird. It's not like I just get cut off, but it's my voice keeps looping or something on your show.
See, this is another loop. This is another loop. This is about the fourth different segment that has looped. And this is really, it's kind of fun, actually. You never had this happen before. All right, we're going to get to the pictures. So please go ahead and load up where it says Jeff's pictures. But don't look ahead now. This is going to be fun. If I have to do it alone, I will. But hopefully not, because Frank got up early, and someone clearly doesn't want this connection to work. Let's see when he comes back on again if it's another loop. All right, we're waiting. Okay, so here we go. Now, it says Jeff's Mars photos. And I picked these out. Again, they're just a small fraction of the really strange, anomalous photos of... Well, I would rather rephrase it and say they're really strange photos of proof of anomalous and intelligent activity on Mars. And I'm going to load the pictures myself. I guess that would help. What has happened on Mars since these photographs have begun to come in and been distributed? We do know that NASA or whoever has been working a long day, many times, weeks, and they constantly are smudging, blurring, and removing artifacts from these photos that they don't want us to see. So what they are allowing out is, again, just a small fraction of the overall totality of amazing artifacts. And I think what happened is pretty clear, and I've said this before. The planet was, at one point, an advanced civilization, and something blew it all to hell. There's just pieces of a civilization strewn all over the place, maybe a million years ago. I don't know. Long time. A lot of it's covered with dust, But it's not eroded as if wind and rain and all of the rest of it has been at work on it. It's just blown all over the planet, at least the parts that the rovers have gone. And I think there are parts that the rovers could have gone which may have been even more interesting. I also think that it is within the realm of possibility that we are in fact on Mars and have been on Mars with a base for quite some time. Somebody up there is cleaning off those solar panels. That's not a joke. And you can do a simple search and put Mars rover solar panels cleaned. And look and see what you see. You'll see before and after pictures. It's really hysterical. It's funny because they're completely occluded with dust and dirt on one frame, and then an hour later they're sparkly, shiny, new, like they're in the front of a Walmart or Target on sale. So somebody's up to something there. Let's try this again just for fun before we start on the pictures. Now, don't cheat. Frank, are you there? No. And I... let me see. I'm going to do one quickie here. So far, Todd has refused to email me. Todd, will you please email me and tell me what's going on? Something is up. Okay, but it would be nice if the host could find out what's going on. Now, oh, here's a note from Frank. All right. Frank, if you're listening, you probably are. It's a Halloween prank of some kind. And I know that Frank Jacob is trying to hang in there. All right, something's up, but I would like to know something from somebody so I don't have to guess. It's not fun to guess. Frank?
Okay, all right.
Hello, Frank.
I was trying to call you on that. I have a much better connection there on the Wi-Fi.
On the Wi-Fi? You mean Skype?
Here we go.
Oh, there. You sound...
oh, look at that. I have you in high fidelity now.
What did you do?
We switched over to Skype. For some reason, the landline, I guess maybe the networks over here are screwed up right now. It's 3 a.m. I don't know. I don't know, Jeff. It's pretty unusual. I've never actually experienced it like this before, but I have a really solid connection to the internet. So yeah. let's hope we survive.
No, you sound great. No, you sound good. You sounded like you were from the other dimension, whichever one you want to pick. It didn't sound, and then you kept hearing, I guess, you weren't doing it, but we got loop after loop after loop. And yeah, I've never heard anything like that. It was just really strange. Strange talking to a loop.
Yeah, I can imagine. It was strange listening to you talking to a loop at the same time.
All right. So everyone has loaded up Jeff's Mars pictures, and we're going to start with those, and we'll go through those, and we're going to look at Frank's. And I went for the ones that were very unusual, and they're things that your eye looks at, and you just say, well, what the hell is that? All right. So are you there? Do you have those loaded up, Frank?
I do. So what are we looking at? Slide number one?
Photo number one. It's the brown soil and a piece of something laying right in the middle of it.
Well, the first slide that we should be looking at should be the Cydonia region, a big gray expanse.
Okay, we're looking at, we're going to look at my photos first and save the best for last. So please load mine up, and you'll see.
All right, that means I got to get onto your page. Is it down there where it says photos of very strange things on Mars? Or Jeff's Mars just, photos?
There you go. That's it. Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Oh, these are some of the ones that we had on. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you've got the plant stuff on here. Okay. This is great.
I got a lot of stuff. Don't look ahead. Just be surprised. All right. Now, photo number one shows what looks like some kind of it's not a candy wrapper. It looks like something that was wrapped around something at one point. What that could be is anybody's guess. I've enlarged it, and you can look at it. Just scroll one more down, you'll see. It's not a fish. It appears to be something that used to be around something else. What do you think?
I mean, I remember when I first saw this, I really felt this is something that had a look of something of an organic nature.
Exactly.
More like maybe a hull or a shed. Like, have you ever seen, you know, like these those cicadas that leave their shell, you know, behind on
right.
a tree and things?
It's called a chitinous exoskeleton that has been shed by an insect. Yes, gotcha.
Very much so, but it doesn't look like something that would be a natural formation in any case. And that is always the question. And that is, I think, one of the things that we've been doing in these last few shows, just analyzing these pictures coming back from NASA, from JPL and whatnot, that are claiming it's all just rocks. And I think it's clear to anybody looking at a picture like this that there's more going on the surface of Mars than just rock formations.
A lot more, and I've said it before, and I'll repeat it in case you missed it. The surface of Mars, to me, looking at all these photos in their totality, appears to be the surface of a planet that was once very well advanced, and something happened and blew it all to pieces. Just little pieces here and there, anomalous pieces, artificially created pieces, stuff everywhere, all over the place. So this is just one little example. And some people might say, well, it came off one of the rovers. Why? How? Where? What on the rover would look like that would peel away? It makes no sense. So I don't think that's the answer. We'll go down to the next picture, which is a very, very, almost a surreal Dali-esque painting of a dune area, which has what looked to be, for all the world, like vegetation. In the darker areas of it. You see the darker area and you'll see vegetation. And you can get a magnifying glass and look at these things. And they're even more interesting. I've enlarged one of them, the lower left quadrant. And if those aren't some kind of flora, I don't know what they are. They look like they're growing or they certainly haven't been there very long, or they would have been blown over long ago and gone away. Very odd.
Definitely had. I remember seeing these also with J.P. Skipper's website.
Yeah.
He did a very deep analysis of a lot of a series of these shots. And it does definitely look like vegetation. Some of the pictures on Mars, you know, we just have to make sure that we make it clear for our listeners that some of the pictures on Mars that look like things, they may actually be mineral formations and things. We don't know that. But the thing is, if you put them all together in a collective and you look at a series of pictures, then there's just too many questions that come up and there's too many things that require an explanation. And we're just not getting these explanations, or we're getting super simplified explanations from NASA, like, oh, really, it is just, you know, this whatever type of phenomena that they compare, right, that they say is happening on Earth. But because it's on Mars, it's another planet, it's another environment, it certainly requires, I think, a deeper explanation in many, many cases. This one is really an amazing picture, for sure.
Totally. We have to take a break. We'll come right back with Frank Jacob and continue looking through our two sets of Mars photos, so hang on. Okay, here we are back with Frank Jacob, and we're looking at some pictures. Look for Jeff Mars pictures. We're looking at the second picture and the enlargement. Now we're going on to number three, which are aerial photos looking down at the surface of Mars. And I will just ask you, what do you see? What do you see there, everyone? What do you see? And you look, and there are little ones and several big ones. What do you see? Do you see branches? Do you see what appears to be greenery? Do you see some little, perhaps, trees, if that's what these are, growing? What do you see, Frank?
You know, it's interesting. These pictures, we have some of these pictures actually in Packing for Mars, and there's a whole section in the film where we take a few of these aerial shots and we A-B them with aerial shots of equivalent distance over the surface of the Earth. And if you're looking at trees and forested areas and lakes and whatnot, it almost looks identical. So it's, you know, it's uncanny that you have these formations that look, they look like, you know, there's that saying, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, you know. So there's definitely areas, and these are great pictures, by the way, and they really do have that that big question mark on them, like what are we really looking at here? And something with Earth pictures really does help too.
Yeah, they're not. Yes, they're not crystalline formations. Crystals grow sometimes in unusual shapes. If you look at them closely, you'll see a branch structure. You'll see what appears to be some kind of foliage, especially on the ends. And just look at them real closely. Now we've got this third picture where they're green, just to give you the idea, if you missed it on the earlier ones, that these are trees or something that looks like trees. And if you look with a magnifying glass around the edge of some of them, you will see what appear to be shadows. They're light, but they're there. The sun in this case would be over to the right, and the shadows would be falling off to the left side. And that's in the green colored picture. So there you go. Next one looks very much like something else growing through. And if you look carefully, that's not cracked, dry Martian soil under it. Those are tendrils coming off of whatever those brown, fuzzy masses are. You can see that, Frank.
We don't know exactly how plants grow on the surface of Mars, so it's safe to assume that perhaps plants grow a little differently. They have a different kind of pattern, and when they emerge, they have different sort of filaments and things as they do. Maybe they don't have leaves like we have on Earth because of the surface being a lot different.
Sure.
Plants are creatures of survival. They will survive on the tops of ice-cold, bitter mountains. Their roots will clamber into the cracks between rocks to find minerals and any kind of form of moisture or anything to survive. So it's quite interesting, for sure. This picture is a great one.
Next up, we have two. No, those are not sand traps at the Mars National Golf Course Championships. They're probably water. Or were water, or frozen water, and what grows around the edges of ponds and lakes. Some of those strange, skinny Mars trees, perhaps. They look like water. I don't know what else to... As Frank said, there comes a point when you have to just go with it. All right, that's what it looks like, that's what it is. We can't keep second-guessing ourselves on everything. It gets to be crazy. Got two enlargements down below, one of each of the, we'll call them little lakes, above them. And you can see there appears to be a shore with perhaps, if that's salt, I don't know. They're not waves. They're something that may be a result of evaporation, a mineral of some kind. Don't know, but very interesting. Very, very interesting pictures.
Yeah, that's very nice. It's a very good picture.
You wonder why they couldn't send the rover over to areas like this. I mean, if I were calling the shots and there was an area of greenery and what looked like vegetation, that's where I'd try to put these things down. Or certainly I'd send the overhead ESA satellite, which is orbiting Mars, again and again over the same area to get as many photographs, many of them different times a day, different angles, sunlight and so forth, to try and figure it out. But I think these are very strong arguments for vegetation on part of Mars. And here's another picture that looks very much like what we call chaparral, dry hillsides here with some kind of trees growing on it. And if you look at the trees carefully, assuming that the sun is above, at probably the top of the picture, 12 o'clock high, and you look downward, you'll see what appear to be elongated shadows under these trees. We'll call them trees. See the shadows, everyone? If you look below, toward the bottom especially, and imagine the sun is at the top, shining downward at a 45-degree angle perhaps, you're going to get shadows, and that's exactly what you look like.
You definitely have some of the best ones picked out here, Jeff. This is great.
Yeah, it's fun. We're being lied to. If for no other reason than we have so many photographs that are smudged and obviously photoshopped or whatever technology they're using now, it's clear they just don't want us to know.
When Ken Johnson approached us about the film, he's you might know, you've probably heard of Dr. Ken Johnson. He was a civilian astronaut.
Yes,
He worked in the Apollo program, and he was in charge of the archiving of the photographic evidence and other samples and things that they were bringing back from those missions. And he himself ran into a situation firsthand where he witnessed things that had been deleted from pictures, things that had been smudged in pictures. And he even has a funny story about walking through a certain building and seeing people bent over negatives painting on them, and they looked up and basically said that they're the professional strippers as a kind of a joke, tongue in cheek. But yes, they did. It's very clear that they've been doing this. They've been lying to us, and it's really outrageous. I think that's one of the first things that when I saw Jose Escamilla's films, Moon Rising was one of the first ones I saw of his work, and I was just stunned at how obvious the doctoring of this stuff that was shot in the Clementine missions was. And right. I remember thinking to myself, why isn't everybody just, outraged by all this? I mean, apparently they claim they took all of this tax money and sent probes and men up there and took all all this evidence and brought it back. And yet it's all somehow either disappeared or it's whatever's left has been smudged and tampered with. I mean, who's accountable for this? Because it's really, it's kind of, I mean, it's just terrible to take our heritage, which is the knowledge of what's in our universe, and tamper with it.
Yeah,
and then tell us that they're not tampering with us and make us all seem like we're ridiculous for asking.
It's a birthright. We have a birthright as sentient beings to know what's around us. Who the hell are these people to deprive us of the knowledge that we're essentially paying for every step of the way? And they get it and they say, oh, they're not going to see it. And so they smudge it out, paint the negatives. That goes way back. Now, here's another picture. And these have been, I'm pretty sure, tinted a little bit to give them a greenish tint. I don't want to read things into something that may or may not be there. But obviously, when you hear stories about, the speculation is that Mars has enormous oceans of water under the surface. You have to understand that water certainly percolates up to the surface here and there and would create a moist enough environment to allow living things to establish a foothold and grow. So here you have another picture of what appears to be, there's just no other logical, pragmatic, linear thought that can lead us to anything but that this is vegetation of some kind.
Yeah, this is something. That the thing is, it's found all over the planet. These are not just isolated areas, and it's also uncanny that the UN has a planetary protection officer called Catherine Connolly, whose statement basically was that we don't allow any probes to enter into those areas of Mars that might be conducive to sustaining life, because they're conflated with contamination.
That?
Because
contamination, right?
Yeah, it's all about contamination, right? They they have to sterilize their probes before they can send them into these areas. And apparently the last probe that was sterilized, I think, was the Viking probe. They've actually never clinically sterilized. I mean, even though, you know, it makes you wonder, like, if the journey through space isn't enough of a trip to sterilize something, I don't know what is. But apparently there is some kind of sterilization process which they have to go through on Earth before they send these probes out there. And they, I mean, what a convenient excuse. Is like, okay, well, you can go and check out the surface of Mars and all those areas that are dry and barren, but in those areas which might actually be warm and conducive to life, well, we can't go there, guys. Sorry, it's off limits because it might bring some kind of contaminant to the planet. So it's very interesting.
The only kind of contaminant to the planet we should be worrying about is mankind, and its greed and its lies and its lust to destroy and kill and all the rest of it. Okay, so there we go. There's a pretty good panorama of what I feel is conclusive visual evidence that there is certainly flora, plant life on Mars. Lots of it all over. When you have the admission that there's an enormous amount of water underneath the surface, you've got to get the point without even being asked or to think about it, that it, of course, it's going to come to the surface here and there. Certainly. All right.
Life wants to survive. It definitely has an uncanny
The prime directive.
Yes. And if there was once life on Mars, it's highly unlikely that it just vanished.
It didn't all vanish.
It went into the surface.
Yeah, sure. Some of it, there'd always be a residual. Let's even say 5% wasn't annihilated by whatever did the annihilation there. That's plenty. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if they're lying to us about the oxygen content there, and we could get out and with some adaptation, learn to breathe Martian atmosphere. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, this is what we were hearing from the witness, from the whistleblowers that we were interviewing for Packing for Mars. It was you know, they were all saying the same thing, that there, perhaps not all the surface areas are like that, but there are pockets where it's warm enough and there's enough of a biosphere for them, for humans, to actually, they compared it to climbing to the top of Mount Everest on Earth. When you're up at that altitude, the oxygen is very thin. And if you're not used to living in that altitude, you have a hard time breathing. So they use assistive oxygen for climbers that want to go up onto Everest. And it's very much the same thing on these areas in Mars. You can actually do quite well on the surface with just a little bit of assistive oxygen to supplement whatever thin atmosphere there is.
Yeah. All right. Now we're going to look at some non-plant life strangeness. And this gold-colored object, which looks, you can see it, looks like some kind of a piece of metal that was tossed there and landed there. And not all that long ago, you have to understand that Mars is extremely dusty, and to see this reflecting and shining like that is very suggestive that it's relatively new, or maybe there are little rain showers on Mars. I don't know, but this is a good one. And it appears to have a hole in the center of it, so if you flip it upside down and put it on a post, what do you got? I don't know. What do you think?
Very interesting, for sure. Has this one been colorized, you know?
I don't believe it has. I think that is standard. We got a black and white version of it, but no, every picture I've seen of it has not been colorized. It's gold, it's reflective, and it's clear. Just like that.
That's quite amazing, that one.
Yeah. All right, now, the next one is really I got to laugh at this one. Having been, when I was young, I was it's like 4-H, it's called Future Farmers. I was a future farmer in high school, and my project was a sheep. Do you see the sheep? Now, if you know anything about sheep, those look exactly like Suffolk, S-U-F-F-O-L-K, Suffolk sheep. Not exactly, but pretty doggone close. There's one straggler off to the left. Does that suggest to your eye that whatever these are, they're alive and they're moving in a convoy? Of course it does. What else are you going to think? I don't know. That looks, they look like animals to me on the move.
Yeah, and again, it's like, who's to say that animals of this nature wouldn't be on the planet, that they would look a little different, they would look similar, but they might have an unusual way of moving around. Maybe right. they have, you know, maybe they have like centipede-like legs under them. Who knows? But it, it's certainly an amazing picture.
I've looked at these with magnifying glass as close as I can get to them, and they do cast shadows. So they are up off the surface a bit. You clearly can see shadows. They have what appears to be a black face like a Suffolk sheep does. I'm not saying these are Suffolk sheep, but I'm saying these appear to be animals on the move. And why not? Why would everything have died? It's stupid to think that the entire planet would have been spayed and neutered of all life. I just don't believe it. Here's a close-up to look at. And if you look carefully, you'll see the shadows. Look at the second one up in that enlargement. You'll see
yes.
what appears to be, let's call the black the legs just for fun, and the black at the top on the right, the face. Look under that. You'll see a shadow. It's right there. Little light shadows. So, yeah. Every indication is that we're looking at something alive. All right, next up, not an old automobile wheel, but something reminiscent of that, clearly round, clearly artificial, I would suggest. Maybe something that was blown a long way in a large explosion, a piece of something with a pipe coming out of it. Nature doesn't build things like that. Nature doesn't build something that has that shape with a pipe out of it. Doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. Nature has a tendency to randomize things with time rather than make them more synchronistic or
symbiotic.
Symbiotic, yes.
yeah,
three
so,
in the morning here.
Sorry, no, you're doing great. So there you go. Now, what we have on the lower left is a color-corrected version, not the typical NASA Adobe beige tan. That's probably more realistically what the surface of Mars looks like in terms of real color. It's not all brown like that. So there you go. And just again, get a magnifying glass. Look at the object. It's reflective. It's not highly polished. It's shaped. Clearly, it is a concave shape that runs around at least the part that we can see. There may be rock covering the back of it. This may be very, very old, and there's a hole in it. It shouldn't be there.
Definitely, there are areas on the surface of Mars which have many, many archaeological traces of archaeological evidence and structures. And if we get time to go into some of that later in my slides, we can talk about some of that with what Dr. John Brandenburg was finding and how there was massive. He was able to basically show that there are traces of xenon 129 in the atmosphere that can only that appear in those elevated levels after a nuclear detonation took place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very likely that there were massive nuclear detonations at some point in Mars's history, which might be a million years or more ago, and of such magnitude that whatever buildings and monuments and structures that were on the surface were blown to bits everywhere. And so there would have to be little traces of pieces of surviving parts. And that's exactly what we're finding. And it's exactly in those areas that where those highest radiation levels were measured.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Very good. All right, let's grab one more here before we take our top of the hour break. The next one down. Take a look at that. There's a slab, clearly buried. How deep, we don't know. The winds have slowly pushed these sands up against it on the near side. And you look at it, it's got a perfectly pointed corner. Those are right angles. That, again, is not nature.
That's quite something.
I mean, it's a piece of something that was constructed artificially. Is it an ancient statue, a piece of a building like we would see on the Giza Plateau? I have no answer for you, but there it is. And if NASA were honest, we'd know. They would have sent the rover right up to this. I mean, it went past it. Here's a picture from the rover. Did it go over and take a closer look? No. Kept right on going, as far as we know. But we don't trust NASA, far as we can throw them, unfortunately. All right, we will be right back. Frank and I will continue with these and get into his pictures as well on this Halloween Eve in the year 2017.